Oh, man.
What's the matter?
Oh.
Did you eat a whole box of worms again?
Oh, worms. No, it wasn't worms, man. Oh, man.
What is it? Why are you holding your side like that?
There's like 4 more pounds of turkey in the fridge. I got to eat it all, man.
You ate 4 pounds of turkey?
No, that's what's left. There's 4 pounds left.
Are you going to make, sandwiches out of it? What are you going to do with it? You look like you're in pain.
Well, I can't put my pants on no more. I wear these stretchy ones.
I was going to ask you about the spandex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That's not really your thing,
Buford. Oh, I ate so many potatoes, I'm about to sprout an ear.
Sprout an ear?
Oh.
You got your vegetables mixed up.
I ate so much corn, my eyes are popping out.
You do have your vegetables mixed up.
Oh, I ate so much turkey.
How about that 3 bean casserole? Did you like that?
Oh, my goodness. I ate so much 3 bean casserole.
And the cranberry sauce?
Oh.
How about that? Did you have the cranberry sauce?
I had so much dressing.
How about the rolls? Did you have some rolls?
Cranberry. I had the rolls. Oh, I had some. You know, I took the rolls and I cut them in half. And I put turkey in them with some mayonnaise.
Turkey in a blanket?
Oh, I ate like 12 of those for breakfast this morning.
That's your problem right there.
What's that?
You're having turkey for breakfast.
Dude, I had turkey. I got up at midnight last night because I thought I had a little room left, you know. I woke up at 12 in a panic. I came in there and ate a couple of pounds of turkey. Oh, man, I can hardly breathe. I'm telling you. Oh, wait. Oh, I feel better. I'm going to go eat. I'll see you in a minute.
You've tuned in to 2 Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better. And no emotion at a football game.
It's better.
Than a town sheriff with only half a brain.
It's better.
Than losing wedding rings down an old sink drain.
It's better.
Than an out-of-tune banjo.
At night, you can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, on this show, we're thankful. We are very thankful.
Yes, I am.
And we're gonna tell you all about how thankful we is.
Yes.
In this show.
Yes, we are.
And we're gonna talk about turkey too.
2 blind squirrels in the morning. 2 blind squirrels at night. You can. Listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's alright.
Alright, guys. Okay.
Hold on. Before we start.
You're so excited about this letter, you can hardly stand it.
I know it. Look at it, though. It's all like...
I know. It's like it's some kind of... You better open that.
This is so American.
You haven't opened it
yet. Look at this. It's red. It's white. And it's blue.
I didn't notice that before.
It says, do not discard.
Do not discard.
Secured contents.
You have to get a picture of this. What is it, trademarked?
They got a TM next to contents.
Contents is trademarked?
Can you trademark contents?
Anyway, this letter is, what is that, about 8 by 12?
Oh, yeah, it's 8 and a half by 11.
8 and a half by 11.
Yeah.
It's 8.5 by 11 envelope, and at the top of the envelope in big red letters it says, do not discard. It's got a...
it's official looking.
Yeah, it's very official. It's got a number on it. It's got a number here.
It's a tracking number.
And a barcode.
Yeah.
There's a barcode tracking number. There's a time, 10:12 a.m.
It's time sensitive.
When this was issued. Unlawful to impede delivery of this letter. There's a big warning across the bottom.
You know, that's right, because you can't mess with U.S. mail.
Yeah, it says warning. Unlawful to impede delivery of this letter.
Let's open it.
It's a federal offense.
You can't open it. I have to open it. I am the legal.
Secured contents.
I and current resident are the legal recipients of that mail.
That's right.
Only.
It says to Mr. McKeever or current resident. Yeah, that's just trash, dude.
Yeah. Come on, it's official.
Don't
it's,
open it.
It says pull Don't here. Open it. Pull here.
Don't open it.
Okay, ready?
Just throw it away.
It's like Christmas. Ooh, what is it?
Look, you won.
It says your key. You own it. You own it. What do I own? What did I get? I got something. I got a key.
You got a key?
See dealer for details.
See dealer for details?
If this number matches, you've won a winning award number. Oh, here. You take that part.
Oh, okay. I'll take this part over here. $7 down and $7 a month.
Scratch it.
You win. Oh, wait. This one. Hey, look. You missed it. This one says you win.
I win.
Yeah, this one says you already won on it.
There's a number on here.
You win, and here's your award number. And you get a
what's the award number?
17796.
I win. I win.
Oh, it matched the scratch that you got it.
Wow,
you got
look
it.
At that.
If you receive the key that unlocks and starts the 2008 Dodge Ram, and or your winning reservation number matches, okay, then Randall Noe, then you have won. And what have you won? You have won this Dodge car for only $7 down and $77 per month.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You get a full-size Dodge.
That's not winning.
Ram 2008.
That's not winning.
That's pretty cheap. It's pretty cheap.
I'm going right now. Here, let me see it. Yeah. I'm going right now. Let me see it.
Yeah. You definitely won one of these. Now, wait a minute. Now, why does it say you definitely won one of these?
I thought I won.
$500 cash, $1,000 cash, $250,000 cash, $5 cash.
Uh-huh.
This is so funny. Either $500, $1,000, $2,500, or $5 cash.
Well, let me see. I'm going right now. I'm going to go to the dealership right now. Let me see.
No, you're not going to the dealership. You're going to record a show with me.
Let me have it.
You're not going. Oh, you have your headphones on. You're not going. Oh, he went to the trash can.
$5. Tell you what.
$5 is not worth your gas money to drive
over. No. Drive down there and say, you people owe me $8 because it took $3 worth of gas to get here.
What kind of... Can you imagine the hassle of going there and say, look, I won the truck.
Yeah.
I won your truck.
Right. Give it to me.
I need to... It says $7 down, $77 a month.
I'll take a blue one.
Well, I'm sorry. There was only two of those available.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Can you imagine? You just got to go there, with a gun. It's the only way to get a vehicle. It's the only way you're going to...
Which we don't recommend.
No, we don't recommend it.
No. But hey, we got another piece of mail.
No, that was my piece of mail. You can't have both pieces of mail. Okay. You got one, I got one.
But this one actually came with the $5
That's why it's mine. See, you went with the secured contents. I went with the blank envelope.
I like the eye candy.
It says, Brad and Chaz, I just want to send along a little more support for what you two guys are doing with My Life Ministries. It was a big leap of faith for you to take the ads off of the website. MyLifeMinistries.org no longer has ads on it. You've heard correctly. I know God will honor your commitment. Keep up the great work. If there's anything else I can do, then please let me know. And it's signed the Mermont.
Cool.
On there. So
very cool.
Very cool. So, thank you, sir. Appreciate that, Mr. Wilkerson. He is the Jesus Geek at jesusgeek.info. And he is...
Was that a paid spot?
Great support for you. And it was a $5 paid spot by Jesus Geek at jesusgeek.info. All right.
Hey, since we're right here, I want to say this while we're
here.
We
are right here. We're always right here, dude.
Yeah.
But this is where we always are.
Jesus Geek is... he's working hard to promote his blog.
Yes.
Okay, his podcast.
Sure.
And I want to recommend that everybody go over to jesusgeek.info,
uh-huh.
First of all, and check it out. And second of all, while you're there, if you use Delicious or StumbleUpon or any of the other social bookmarking tools out there, mm-hmm. bookmark his site.
Yeah.
Leave an honest review and let other people know about it. If you if you use anything like that could push his podcast up. Then do it because even if you go over to Raise It Up, raiseitup.com,
which is the Christian version of Dig,
and go over there and submit some of his posts to that and help spread the word and get that out there and push and raise his podcast up.
Show him some love. Show him some squirrel love.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of that.
Okay, let's talk turkey. Did you eat enough?
Oh, man.
Did you eat enough to eat? First off, let's go over what we're thankful for. Yeah, let's talk about what we're thankful for. I am thankful, first and foremost, okay? Mm-hmm. Thankful to God.
Being thankful is an action word.
Yes.
It's an action word.
It's a state of being.
It's an action word, and somebody has to be a recipient
right.
for that. So let's just not breeze over that, because being thankful implies
right.
thankful to someone.
Thankful to someone.
Yes. Okay.
So let's go from the general to this more specific. I am thankful that I have been saved, that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
Okay. Yes.
I am thankful for living in America.
Mm. Yes.
I am thankful for living in Texas.
Yes.
Very thankful for that.
Yeah.
Texas. And y'all didn't see that, but we put our hands over our hearts. I am thankful for living in a small town and not a giant big city.
Yeah.
I am thankful for living in my house with my family.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my beautiful wife and my healthy children.
I'm glad you live with your family, too.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm just saying I'm glad you have a home to go to.
I was just about to say I was thankful for you, but... Oh. And I'm thankful for my friends.
Yes.
That the Lord has given me to share.
All the ones that are here and all the ones on mylifeministries.org.
Yes.
So, there you go.
All the ones that aren't stuck in a car with me for 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for those as well.
Well, I'm also thankful for Jesus. I'm also thankful for this country. I'm also thankful for the testing and the growing and the stretching that the Lord has done with me in the last year.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's painful, though.
It is painful. It is painful. But from that pain, there is learning mm-hmm. and understanding and joy. And I have learned a few things about myself in this past year. And I have stretched what I thought I would put up with or would be capable of doing or whatever you want to call it. You know, like getting up early in the morning has been a thing for me because I'm not an early morning person.
4:30 in the morning. And 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. But it's afforded me opportunities and time, which I otherwise would have probably slept through.
Right.
You know, and things like that.
Got a lot of work done in those 2 hours.
Yeah. And there's a lot of opportunities that have been opened up for me in that way. So I am thankful for that. And I am thankful for this house. Mm-hmm. This is our first year.
God really made this place beautiful.
In this house.
Wow. I love your living room. It's just,
you know,
so cool.
I came home tonight and Jill had the fire going.
Yeah.
And she was making dinner and mm-hmm. the kids come and, you know, greet me. And, you know, it's just this whole thing. I mean, it's really coming home, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful for that. And I am thankful for Jill. And obviously I'm thankful for the kids, but I'm thankful for Jill because she glues everything together, makes the house a home. You know, it's really
with
nice
Elmer
to come home to.
Sticky stuff, or
I don't know what she uses. It's,
okay, yeah, it holds everything together
Whatever it is, it comes off easy.
Oh well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know what else I'm thankful for?
What's that?
I'm thankful that I'm thankful.
You're thankful for that.
I am thankful that I understand the reason.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Don't read that. Please don't.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I will say that every year, the owner of the company that I work for puts out a letter, okay? Now, last year, I'll admit, I didn't read it last year.
Okay.
I meant to, and I got distracted. So
you
this,
just started there last year, hadn't
you? And I had just started, and I really didn't understand, you know, that he was going to do this every year. And so this year, I made a point. Mm-hmm. To read the letter and all the stuff like that. And we're talking, when I printed it because I was like, okay, if I print it, I know I'll read it because I can mm-hmm. carry it with me and I'm going
right.
to read it.
Take it to the bathroom with you.
Well, small, yeah. So, actually, I tortured you with it on the way home.
Yeah.
It's 2 pages. So,
yep.
so page front
and
back.
And small print.
And very
single
small
spaced.
Print. Yes, yes. Yes, this is a full-on letter. But it has all the tenets of being a copy and paste.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, because there's a lot of background information.
There's like a paragraph, and then there's copy and paste, and then there's a paragraph.
Yeah, I really think so. I'm going to stick with that because there's a lot of background information as to what the pilgrims did or did not eat.
Yeah,
right? And it's real very sort of dry sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time thinking that he wrote this. Which he might have, but I don't think so. So
I don't understand. I don't understand what his point was. Was it to edify you?
Was no,
it to bring
no,
up?
I don't know.
Bring you? Yeah. Okay. First of all,
that's why I think it's a copy and paste.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Okay.
The really important part here, though, is that we're talking about the whole knowing what you're thankful for, who you're thankful to.
Well, right. And let me briefly summarize this thing. He starts off by talking about his love for Thanksgiving, and right.
Yes.
And then he goes into the second paragraph begins with a lot of detailed information about.
They may have venison. They may have had
The pilgrims were able to eat, what the Indians, typical meals of the Indians at that time, the fact that potatoes weren't in the United States, so they couldn't have mashed potatoes. This goes on for forever.
Yeah.
And then
it goes on for a page and a half.
Right.
Okay. And then it says, where does all this information leave us? Should we consider today's traditional Thanksgiving spread to be a fraud? No, of course not, since tradition is always what we make of it. He says, most historians agree that the traditions we have come to expect at present grow out of the waves of immigrants coming to America in the 19th century. Thanksgiving, and he puts in quotes, tradition, was a convenient and powerful method to impart to new Americans, in quotes, what the old Americans, in quotes, wanted them to believe about their adopted homeland. And with almost all of us being immigrants, we have all learned this legend and have now added to it and created a unique tradition all of our own. And then he says, I hope that you and your family and friends will gather together and give thanks as well. I also hope that you will have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, which he puts in quotes, a traditional Thanksgiving meal, whatever that means to you and yours. And I hope that you enjoy the tradition your family has created and is creating year after year as you all continually come together for the holiday. This is and he says, I want to thank each and all of you for all that you do during Thanksgiving and the coming holiday season. Okay, it's not a holiday season. I hope all of you will see the magic and beauty in yourselves that reflect back so strongly in our holiday traditions. Make time to say thank you in your own way to those who give so much and mean the most to you in your life. The world is what you make it. Whatever that might be. No. I just added that last part.
Oh boy.
But
So at least he tells you to be thankful.
To be thankful, but.
Magic. There's magic in there.
I don't know.
There's magic within yourself.
Jill and I were talking about this, and I was like, you know what? we came to the. He says, "What was he says?" Because and with almost all of us being immigrants. Okay, dude. Maybe like the year after my great 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 whoever got off the boat.
We were immigrants.
But
I'm not an immigrant.
I'm not an immigrant anymore.
No, I'm a Native American.
The people who were born in Germany. Are Germans. The people who are born in France are French.
Right.
The people who are born in Canada are
weird.
Are up there, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with them. But
anybody who's born in America is American. American. It doesn't stop that whole thing. Don't devalue. Okay. Don't devalue where you come from.
No.
Don't try to pick apart and make us all mutts from some other place.
No. We're a melting pot.
Yeah, this is it.
We're a melting pot.
Don't tell me that it was new America. It was old Americans trying to make new America. Don't tell me we're all immigrants and it's new Americans trying to make old Americans believe something.
Yeah,
it's no.
No, Thanksgiving was not. There wasn't a group of old Americans that got together and said, "Hey, we need a holiday so we can indoctrinate all the new Americans coming over, and so we can tell them what to believe."
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it's revisionist history. It's a bunch of load of crap. Okay, people got together to thank the Lord. Okay, on a specific day to make sure that they came together as a Christian nation and thank the Lord as an observance as a Christian nation.
Yes,
that we thank God for the blessings of this country. Period. End of story.
Yeah.
No matter where you came from, no matter what your religion. I mean, when I say no matter what your religion, back then that meant no matter what your denomination, because they called them different denominations religions. That's a whole nother. Don't even get me started. The point is, no matter what your religious belief about Christianity was, whether you were Episcopalian or Catholic, you could come together on this day and be thankful to God, and everybody was thankful.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about.
And what the pilgrims had or didn't have to eat, and what we have today to eat or not eat, doesn't define
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. If you eat spaghetti for Thanksgiving,
that's gross, but it doesn't, you know, it's still fine as long as you thank the Lord for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter, because we had this conversation in the car, and you and I,
yes,
pretty much agreed on our Thanksgiving menu.
We'll go over there in just a second.
And Brad and Amy T had some commonalities in mind, but they had some outside stuff that we were like, yeah, sure. No.
And we okay, so let's enough of the serious stuff. Let's go there. Let's go there.
Let's go there now.
Okay, let's go there. Top five, bottom five, Thanksgiving
foods.
Okay, foods. Okay.
Not desserts. Desserts are a whole separate category.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Foods. All right. So give me a number, top five. Give me a top five.
Top five. Well,
give me a top five of yours.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes is in your top five.
Yeah.
You got to have mashed potatoes.
I
that's an essential food for you for Thanksgiving.
Let me just clarify, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, it's got to be gravy.
Yeah, I'm not talking about white gravy. I'm talking about brown gravy. I'm talking about the
giblet gravy.
The gravy that pools up in the little reservoir that you push in with your spoon, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Got to have that.
Yeah.
Or it's not Thanksgiving for you.
No. That's the one that comes to mind.
Okay.
But it's not the core.
Not the core.
It's not the core, yeah, foods.
No. Okay. Well, for me, I'm going to say yams. The yams, yeah. the sweet potato with the brown sugar on top, and some marshmallows that have been slightly browned. Oh man, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
That teeters on between the line between dessert and food.
Oh, but so many of these do. I mean, at Thanksgiving, so many of them do, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so another one would be this. It's in the top five, but it's not necessarily the core.
Okay.
Okay, because I can leave the core for like, there's three things I got to put in the core.
Okay.
It's corn.
Corn?
Yeah, I like
what kind of corn?
On the ears of corn, not the. You
know, really? I don't really have corn at Thanksgiving.
Really? I kind of like corn.
Yeah. Interesting. For me, I think number four has got to be that fruit salad. The fruit salad that has the coconut in it, what? You know, and the little pieces of oranges.
What?
And the marshmallows.
No.
Yeah. No. It's like almost a dessert, but it's like
But
they call it a salad. It has no nutritional value whatsoever.
You talking about the ones with the grapes cut in half?
Yeah.
That looks like a little eyeball staring at you? No.
Yeah, I guess. It's got little grapes in it, and it's got grapes and little oranges and white. I don't know what the white creamy stuff is. I guess it's just
cottage cheese.
Cool Whip. No, it's not cottage cheese. It's like Cool Whip, and it's got coconut and marshmallows. A lot of them have marshmallows. A lot of things I like marshmallows.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a thing that you're eating with your meal. It's not a dessert, but it tastes like dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, your turn. Now we're getting to your core. Now these are the top three.
Yeah. Now we've got to have,
got to have core. Yeah. Core essential.
This is core. This is a food group.
All to itself.
Cranberry sauce.
Okay. Now, is cranberry sauce a food?
Preferably.
Or is it a condiment?
It's a food.
It's a food. Okay.
It's a food. Right. And preferably.
Yes.
Shaped like a can.
Yes, it needs to be shaped like a can.
Okay.
Come on, people. Come on. Seriously. And I don't want any runny cranberry sauce.
I don't want to chase my cranberry sauce.
I really want cranberry jelly is what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it is. Yeah. It's cranberry jelly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sauce is a misnomer. No.
I will eat fresh cranberry sauce, but I prefer the can-shaped.
Yeah, I'll muscle log. My way through fresh cranberry.
I prefer the can log.
Yeah.
You know, the little.
The can log. That's good.
So, All right. So number three for me is the rolls, man. All the rolls. They got to be those official brown and serve, baby. Oh, yeah. Brown and serve. I don't want any homemade rolls. I don't want any biscuits. I want full-on brown and serve Mrs. Baird's rolls.
Now, is it the one slit roll or the two slit roll?
What are you talking about? One slit. I don't want no slitty rolls.
Slitty rolls?
One slit. So you can break them in half, you know, and put the butter right there and then push them back together.
It's a Starsky and Hutch pimp name.
It is.
Slitty rolls.
Slitty rolls. That's how I rolls. I'm slitty rolls. Slitty rolls. My name. Get back in the car.
It's terrible.
I got some of my holes like russet tater. Russet tater is one of my holes, and Butter Jane.
Well, no, number two, yes, for yes, number two, I'm for sorry. Me.
Mm-hmm. Number two
is stuffing.
Oh,
or dressing.
Let's mess with a stuffing. Keep your stuffing up north where it belongs.
Stuffing's like you get out of a box or something.
Exactly. You people up north, you weird folks, can have stuffing all you want. We down here in the south, we have dressing.
Because dressing is made with cornbread.
Cornbread.
Stuffing is made
sweet
with
cornbread.
Bread or something.
I don't know what stuffing is made out of. Like, they stuff it, and they actually usually stuff it into something. Toast or something. Disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't want any stuff.
I saw Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving. I'm not down with that.
No. I like it's in a big Pyrex giant casserole dish. Yeah. It's baked in an oven. Sometimes it's got chicken in it.
Yeah,
and it's but its mainly ingredient is cornbread, mm-hmm. and it
eggs
is and eggs and whatever celery. Yeah, it's so good.
Now, Janet used to do this thing where she mm-hmm. would cook the turkey in a big in a big pan,
mm-hmm.
and then when it was at some point when it was done or nearly done or whatever, she would drain off the juice, stuff like mm-hmm. that, and then I don't remember exactly, but then she'd make up this dressing and then she would put it in the pan with the turkey.
With the turkey droppings?
Yeah, with the turkey.
Oh, with the turkey.
With the turkey, yeah. And she put it back in the oven. And she cooked it for the rest of this time. Hmm. And then so then when you came out this hot, you had the turkey and the dressing and everything.
All right there
one
together.
Big old pan. Yeah, that was
that's
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We eat way too much dressing for that. There's no room for a turkey in there.
Well, we still have it was a big pan.
Yeah, so, okay. Get that out of my way. I got to have dressing.
Yeah.
So dressing, and you put a little slim slice of cranberry sauce in every bite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we both agree on our number twos.
Now, do you put giblet gravy on the dressing?
I don't want giblets in my gravy. Giblet? No. I don't like that giblet gravy stuff.
No giblet?
It's okay. You keep that.
Well,
you can have that.
You can put your giblet somewhere.
Well, you keep your giblets. You can have my giblets, too.
All right.
So, number one for both of us has got to be turkey, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's all thoughts left, man?
I like cereal.
No. No ham. Ham's for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's turkey. Turkey.
Yeah. Turkey. Thanksgiving. To me.
To you.
Thanksgiving and turkey.
It's the same thing.
Same word.
It's the same thing. It's almost same. Thank you, turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in my mind, I'm still thankful.
I'm very thankful.
So I can say Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for the turkey.
Yeah. Or I can say Turkey Day. I can say Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I can say
Turkey Day.
Yeah, because I know what I mean.
Yes,
but you got to be careful when you say that to somebody else, because then
they don't know what you mean. They think you're replacing.
Yeah,
it ain't about the turkey. Thanksgiving's not about the turkey.
No,
the turkey is about Thanksgiving.
Yes, very well put. Very well put.
All right. Well, we didn't go down our bottom five.
We ran long. Let's do it quickly.
Anything named casserole. Green bean casserole, potato casserole, carrot casserole. If it got casserole in the name, it's on my bottom five list.
That's right.
Go.
That's it, man.
That's all. It's all your whole bottom five list?
That's pretty much it. Three bean anything.
Three bean soup, three bean casserole, three bean hot dogs. Not going to be on my list.
Save that one for when somebody's sick and you're in the hospital or something. Take it to them.
No, yeah. get it out. Gone. Go away. I forgot to mention one of the things I really like is when they take the green beans, though. Yeah. I do like the green beans that are wrapped in the bacon and then drizzled with the sauce.
I think I've had that before.
I mean, anything with bacon is good.
That's some kind of French thing or something.
Is it a? No, it's not French. I don't have anything French. French.
Ow, that hurts.
French. Okay. So, yeah, that. That's pretty much it. Yeah, anything casserole.
And anything out there on the fringe.
Yeah, don't experiment at Thanksgiving. What's wrong with you people? If you have never, if this is not one of your favorite recipes, don't make it for us. Don't experiment with, oh, I saw this in a book last week. No. Thanksgiving is not the time for experimentation. Thanksgiving is the time for trusted and tried. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
It says on the Statue of Liberty, bring me your tired and your weary and all that stuff. Yeah. Don't say that on the Thanksgiving menu.
No.
Don't bring me your tired and your weary.
And here's a clue. Food. Clue for all you women. This is just a public service announcement. Just because you made something special last week called anything with tuna in it last year. You know, if you went to Thanksgiving, you took something called tuna surprise and you set it there, and when it got time to leave, it was all gone. Okay? Check the trash can. Just because it disappeared out of your pan, probably mean your husband snuck in there and scraped it into the trash can, so he didn't want to bring it home. There's no such thing.
Tofurkey?
There's no such thing as a tofurkey.
Jill's holding up the tofurkey sign.
No such thing as tofurkey. It's a cuss word. It's not even allowed to be on the show. Go tofurkey yourself. No, you can't say that. It's just wrong. Tofurkey. Okay. So, yeah. All right. Done.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope that you've had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And now it's time to get back to work there, people. We've got a lot to do between now and Christmas. And
I hope you've done your shopping.
And
hope you got my list.
And remember that the gyms are going to be full come January 1st. So get your membership now.
That's
figure
right.
Figure out where you need to put your locker. You know, claim a locker.
There won't be any lockers on January 1st.
Yeah. So do it now when everybody's you know, distracted.
Yep. Okay. There it goes. There comes the music.
Yep. Now remember, go over to JesusGeek.info and bookmark him and spread him around.
Yeah, that's what he needs. The Mermont needs to be spread around because he's awful paddleable all in one spot.
Right. He's pulling up in one spot.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah,
no. Spread him out.
Don't leave a stain.
It's easier to take if he's spread out. Miles Condias, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.